writing as I sort of used to do, but I'm motivated when I see and hear, you know, you have to kind of study the competition a little bit when you're going to be on one of these things, you know. It's kind of like Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan a little bit, you know. Take that guy down, you know. Anyway, I've really enjoyed the music I've been listening to, and that's very inspiring kind of for me to hopefully get me back in the vein of writing again. Anyway, I'm going to do a song that's on an album I put out a few years ago. The album's called Go All In, and it was a good album for me. I was lucky enough to win the ECMA that year for the Blues Album of the Year, which was nice, you know. And it's for sale. The award's for sale if you'd like it. Just, it's on eBay, just, you know, whatever you want to pay for it. Anyway, this is a song called Blood from a Stone. Thank you very much, everybody. And to the people in the front row, no one warned you about the sweat and spit quotient.
Actually, they paid extra to be there for that, just for that.
I was going to say no refunds, but it turns out you people are weird. Thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you, Mike. So how many folks know Laura Ray? There's a few of you here, right? I know there's relatives here, too, right? Yeah, which is very nice. Thanks for
no
coming.
No fair, stacking the deck.
Well, to be fair, I just met him, and he's my cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm Laura Ray. I live in Dartmouth. I'm from Ottawa originally. I've been doing music for forever, but releasing music for 2.5 years, I guess. And I'm putting out 9 songs this year? 8 songs this year? I don't know. A bunch of them. In November, they will all come out as a collection called Sad Songs. So I hope you have Kleenex. Yeah, so this is the first one that came out in February, at the end of February. It's called Nothing Lasts Forever. And I don't know if anyone here knows, speaks French, but there's an author named Marcel Escant, and he wrote a collection of poems, and I read those poems and then wrote poems in English in response to them. So this song came from one of those. And it's kind of a response to your song of like not being able to get love from a woman, and this is the woman who walked away because she was done with it. So, yeah. I don't know if anyone's ever experienced
like that.
Yeah. It's called Nothing Lasts Forever.
Feels like a party, like a drunken one-night stand with a stranger she'll never love again. She lights another cigarette, pours another glass of wine, reads love letters on yellow paper, makes up poems with her mind. Lasts forever, especially love. Nothing lasts forever, especially like the 60s, like the smoke around the room, the illusion of sunflowers in bloom, middle of winter, when there's nobody around, lines on her paper will never make a sound.
So over to the far stage left, your right, is Mr. John Cornwall. And he's been taking a hiatus. I chatted with him, a bit of a hiatus from some writing and performing, and I'm really glad you're here, man. Over to you.
All right. So I've got a son who is 10 years old, and I wrote this song about 10 years and 8 months ago. And you made me think of this today, so I might, I'll do my best. I never recorded it or sing it around or anything, so I'll do my best to remember it. I think I can remember it. Okay. gonna have a baby. I'm 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 gonna have a... That's not right. Okay. I'm gonna have a baby. I'm gonna have a baby. I never needed to go downtown. I never liked going downtown. I gotta save whatever's coming round. Save it up so I can give it to my baby. I'm gonna have a baby. I'm gonna have a baby. I'm gonna have a boy. I found out it's gonna be a boy. Get to have a boy, be a daddy with his baby boy. I'm gonna have a baby. I'm gonna have a baby. And my wife is gonna be a mom. She's gonna be a mom. She's gonna be the bomb. She's gonna have a lucky baby. Very lucky baby, a really lucky baby. And you're lucky 'cause your daddy loves your mama, and your mama loves me too.
John, that's great. What's so was that inspired by the fact that Laura is right beside you and is 7 months pregnant?
That's what I was thinking about.
Which, yeah, which also gives you carte blanche to leave the stage anytime
you
need
to.
Oh,
I know.
Just if, you know, if it's, if, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a song that I wrote quite a long time ago, I guess over 10 years ago now. And I grew up with a best friend who lived in a pretty rough part of St. John where I grew up, a place called the Rifle Range. If anybody knows St. John, we have a couple of St. Johners here, ex-St. Johners. I was saying to them, how we gaze with admiration on the ones that got out. Just look at them and think, oh my God, it's, you're a unicorn. No, life in the Dirty J is pretty good. Anyway, he grew up in a very rough situation, and his mother was a tough gal. She had a tough situation with two little ones, and her husband cut out on them, and for a long while they actually thought he was dead and then discovered that he had orchestrated that, actually staged that, and he was discovered in Toronto a few years later. So you can imagine the impact of telling your 6 and 4-year-old that their father is gone, and then having to 2 years later tell your 8 and 6-year-old that he's not gone, he doesn't want to be with us anymore. And so they had a headstone and a memorial and everything. It was really, really incredible circumstances. But anyway, she was a tough bird, and she had to be. They lived in a very rough part of town, and she worked scrubbing floors at a senior's home, working on housekeeping, you know, there. And she did everything she could, though, for her kids. She was very tough. Sometimes, you know, my buddy and I both grew up in a very religious upbringing. And, you know, we didn't listen to the radio or anything. And so we would listen to, like, Christian rock tapes and stuff, you know. And I remember she would say to me, don't you be giving Dennis any of those Christian rock tapes. Because I won't give them back to you if I find them. They're just going right in the garbage where they belong, you know. So we would joke about how in his closet, in his room, he cut a hole in the gyprock to make a place not to stash, you know, Penthouse magazines and weed, my friends, but to stash Amy Grant albums. Oh my God, you know. Woo! What have we done? So it was the great moral decay of our youth, you know. But anyway, this song is not literally about my buddy and his mom, but the inspiration of their story and her life of being there for her son and daughter is sort of what inspired this song. This is a song called Hero. Jenny Peru's the prettiest girl in this no-account town. Every time she tried to pick herself up, life would knock her back down. She made a vow she was gonna get out. That day never came. She got tangled up with a traveling man, slick as a summer rain. Well, he talked real pretty and his eyes were dark and wild. Never gave her nothing but nothing, except her belly swelled with his child. I'm looking for a hero to get me out of here. Well, she worked all day for a factory wage. At night she made the clothes, buying needle and thread till her fingers bled. They came, the scars they left were deep. Some nights she'd wake up trembling, saying, someone's gotta rescue me. Can someone rescue me? Churchyard with weeds all overgrown. He stands in a captain's uniform, laying flowers on a cold gray stone. He says, Mama, I miss you. And in case you didn't know,
Mike Bigger, Laura Ray, John Cornwall. This is Songwriters from Here and Away, and please look us up online, www.sfhaa for Songwriters from Here and Away, sfhaa.ca. We have Patreon, we have mailing lists, and we have more shows. Check out these artists online. We have links on our website, as well as the link to the podcast, which is a longer version of this show. We had a number of songs we couldn't fit into the 1 hour, so catch that. Go download their music online. Here we go, round two.
When you started talking about your friend growing up and childhood memories and the tough life, I guess, that he had, I had a really lovely life, but my parents got divorced when I was in my 20s, which is fine. They really needed to. So, and then mom stayed in the house and whatever. I grew up in that house. They bought it the year that I was born. Yeah, so it was like our house for 30-something years. And then mom sold it 2 summers ago. And when she was told me that she was going to list it, I just had this like vision of all of this stuff that I grew up surrounded by, like the kitchen table and like her old rocking chair and the blanket chest that I think one of the Jessups made. My cousin Mike will know who that is. Maybe. Anyways, I just like envisioned all of those things in the house that wasn't our home. And so I wrote this song. And yeah, it's just about that, about the grief of losing your forever home or the home that you thought would be somewhere you could go back to forever. And then thinking about, like, there's another family that lives there, and thankfully we know that family, so that's really nice, and we get, like, updates on renovations that they're doing, and it's really cool, but it's also, like, heartbreaking. Yeah. So it's called House We Called Home.
Every other room in this little place we live in now. Put the couch up against the wall, a painting up in the hall from your mom's first place on Elgin Street. Kitchen table doesn't fit. It's strange to see it like this, where it doesn't belong. I can't smoke inside anymore. Favorite line. It's about her. I didn't mean to end up like this.
you. Nora, I'm sorry I made you cry.
This song is called Things, and a lot of my songs don't really have concise stories that go with them. This is just sort of, things are bad, but things will be better, and then things are bad again, but they'll get better. And there's a few name drops in it, and you'll probably know there's three name drops in it. And for anyone who doesn't know, the first one's Eddie Vedder, he's Pearl Jam. And Neil Young's in there, and Emily Saliers is the last one. She's one of the Indigo Girls. I don't know. I'm just saying that just in case you don't know who these people are, and you're like, why is he saying these names? Anyways. Things are getting scary. I'm getting freaked out. Things are looking hairy, and I've just been blown out. But things will get much better, maybe not as quick as they could. And things aren't like your favorite worn out sweater, it no longer will fit like it would. These are things I tell myself, so I can keep going. Things that I tell everyone else, keep the real me from showing. Getting shaky, rattling apart, rattling around. As they shake apart, will you remember me? Put me back together again with the pieces that you found. And things will get much better, they can't get much more wrong. Things are Eddie Vedder, rough voice on a sweet song. These are things I tell myself, so I can keep going. Things that I tell everyone else, keep the real me from showing. Getting out of control, doesn't matter what anybody will say. The dog is drinking from my cereal bowl, I'm gonna finish it anyway. The world is Emily Saliers, I believe we're all closer to fine. Fuck it, fuck all of my failures. There's more to see down a crooked line. Well, these are things I tell myself, so I can keep going. The things that I tell everyone else, everyone, keep the real me from showing. Things are getting eerie, well, that's how the sound keeps getting in. There's listening and there's hearing, change without, change within. And things are getting funny, hey man, how are things at home? 'Cause around here, things are all Neil Young-y. 'Cause
rust on top of chrome. These are things I tell myself so I can keep going. Things that I tell everyone else keep the real me from showing.
Nice one, John. This is what I love about song circles is you have so many different styles and everybody's got a few, you know, everybody's got different songs unto themselves, and then you get three people and it's just great. So
there's just so many dysfunctions.
It's like family.
It's like family.
It's a real spectrum,
right,
folks.
Welcome to the Pink Piano Living Room.
Well, I like writing, I like co-writing, you know, songs with other folks, and I've done quite a lot of that over the years. I find it's a great way to, to steal other people's talent and try to pass it off as your own. Anyway, maybe later I'll do a song I wrote with the great Charlie Acourt. He's a great pal here in Dartmouth, of course. He's a wonderful guy. Just won the Blues ECMA last weekend.
All right.
This is a song I wrote with, if anybody is familiar at all with Chris Cummings, the country artist who was on the radio for many years. He and I have written a lot of songs together, actually, and this is one of them. And I feel the gentle nudge towards sad songs by Laura. So I'm just trying to keep up, friends. That's all I'm doing, okay? Said I don't want to have that same old talk again. Words only bring us back to where we begin. After so much said, there's nothing really new to add. Maybe it's kind of sad. Said I don't really care about what's yours and what's mine. And I won't complain as if we've wasted time. But I guess we've had all we're ever gonna have. Baby, it's kinda sad. It kinda makes me wonder, was there more that we could do? But I guess I know I gave it all I had. Kinda makes me lonesome. Kinda breaks my heart. I'm sort of only telling you the half. 'Cause baby, it's kinda sad. Yes, that's it. Man, I hate this part. I've been kind of waiting around for the end to start. And it'll be a while till anything makes me laugh. Maybe it's kind of sad. Maybe it's kind of sad.
let's do a couple more, and we'll take a pause for a little while, and you can everybody can refresh, and we'll come back and reload. A couple more. Yeah.
I have a song called Happiness.
Oh, great!
It's really sad, so... I'll play that one now.
It's filled with irony and sarcasm.
Yeah.
What a reaction!
But maybe... maybe the second set we can play actually happy songs? Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend was in a relationship that sucked, and he didn't realize how bad it was, but everybody around him saw how bad it was. And finally one day he woke up and realized, I don't know what it was, but thank God he did. Yeah, and I, thinking about his situation, I was sitting in my music room and was looking at this old painting from my grandma's house, and I realized that it had faded over time. And I was like, I wonder if that's how your happiness disappears. It's just like so slowly that you don't even notice it going away. And then one day you like have this flashback to better times and you're like, whoa, how did I get here? Yeah, so that's what this song is about. And I'm sorry if it makes you cry.
You tricked us. No, it's
I have happy songs though, just not the one called Happiness.
Color's been fading for years from this painting. Every day duller than when it was made. Is that how our visible till it's too late. Ooh, 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 I've been waiting patiently, staying every day, praying for something to change. Silence as happiness. Visible till it's too late. Ooh, 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 ooh. I've been waiting. My color's been fading. Every day duller and nothing has changed. Pretending that I was okay. Silent as happiness fades.
That's Laura Ray, Mike Bigger, and John Cornwall. We will have live broadcasts coming soon. The concerts will be live streamed through our Patreon, so check out patreon.com/SFHAA. Just a couple of songs before we end off the hour, and I thank you for being here. Please do check out the Patreon and the website for the links to the podcast. Thanks. See you next time.
This is one where you guys might be in my spit radius.
Or Warren. You don't have an umbrella?
This song's called Money. I was at work one day, and a gal came in that I worked with came in. She sat down. She was super stressed out. She sat down. She said, "What am I going to do for the rest of my life? How am I going to make my money?" I was like, there's my opening line.
What am I to do for the rest of my life? How the hell am I gonna make my money? What am I to do for the rest of my life? How the hell am I gonna make my money? Things that I did for money. What am I to do for the rest of my time here? How will I make my money? Get by, how we gonna make our dough? What am I good enough at? Where do we gotta go? Yeah, I wanna spend my life with you, but I don't wanna live. My army is small. Last time I sent them out to war, I lost them all. But this time I believe we could fight and we could win. Do we gotta fight? Money. Off to war for money.
Mr. John Cornwall.
Just a few notes.
But yeah, I wrote a lot of breakup songs for a while, and I've been with my partner for 11 years, and every time I'd send her a breakup song, she'd be like, "Are you and Matt okay? Are you good?" I'd be like, "Yes, Mom." Just like everyone else is breaking up, and she's like, "Okay, you would tell me though, right, if things weren't good?" I'm like, "Yes, Mom, I'll tell you." Anyways, so yeah, I wrote a lot of breakup songs, and there's a couple on the album that are coming up like this year. And this is one of them, and it's called Yesterday, and there's a part where maybe one of you could play a wicked guitar solo, Or if that's not an option, which is totally fine, everyone can just like imagine the wicked guitar solo in your heads. We'll figure it out.
Yesterday I walked away, I should have done this a long time ago. Yesterday I found my freedom, should have done this a long time ago. You don't know who I am anymore, and you can't tell me not to go.
See, that wasn't sad at all, was it? Oh, okay.
Happy for the person leaving.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
You get to follow me now.
Yeah. Well, the pressure's on.
Way easier.
I gotta say.
No. Way easier.
Those are great. And John, you made a really cool Ron Hines reference there.
Yeah, who's Ron Hines?
Oh, boy. And he was watching me off on the side. I might have mentioned earlier, I grew up in a very religious home. And I actually went to seminary after high school. I became a minister. I've been a minister for about 10 years. But anyway, so Ron said to me, "So, you were a minister?" I said, "That's right, Ron, I was, yeah." And he said, "Well," he looked at me, he said, "Well, you work on my side of the street now, aren't you?" Now, I said, "Is that the way it is? It's all the ministers on one side and all the musicians on the other." He said, "It's been my experience, yes." And then he said to me, and at that point I was working for the credit union. He said to me, "Well, what are you still a minister?" I said, "No, I work for a bank now." He said, "You work for a bank." He looked at me, he said, He says, so you worked for the Lord, now you're working for the devil. This is a song I wrote with Charlie Acourt. This is a song called Cats Out of the Bag. Why am I counting? Try to be my understated self. Put on my poker face, then no one can tell. Don't overstate it, baby, never oversell. But all my best laid plans, they've all gone to hell. 'Cause all my friends are texting, telling me they found out the truth, yeah. I can't deny it, I can't hide it, the way I feel for you, what's a boy to do now? Cat's out of the bag now. Word's been going round town. They're all finding out how. Oh, I fell in love with you. You know it, hope you'll understand. I never meant to show my cards or tip my hand. I think I'm going crazy, baby, yes I am. Just being round you, girl, makes me a desperate man. I swore that I would never, ever let my heart play this game. Maybe, baby, you feel the same. Where it's been going round town. They're all finding out how. Oh, I fell in love with you. Cats out of the bag. Come on, Robin. I can't hide it, the way I feel for you. There's no one left to fool. Cat's out of the bag now. Word's been going round town. Now. Ain't no use denying. They won't believe my lying. All my trying to cover up the way I feel for you. Cat's out of the bag now. No use crying or denying. Cat's out of the bag now. They're all finding out about it. Cat's out of the bag now. No use trying to deny. Cat's out of the bag now. Oh, they're finding out the way I feel. For you. Robert Campbell on the piano. Thank you very much.
And thank you for tuning in.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.